Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And then they would probably stay there.
Yep, confirmed.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. We are winning off the field with you right now at 800-636-1067. It's a Friday. This
Friday,
is what
baby.
We do, people.
Let's
We're
go.
Going into the weekend. You got
Let's
good
go.
Things going on in your life. Tell us about them. But they can't be too good. They got to be mini, tiny, teeny, and moral
There's
victories.
A cap on it, you would say, right?
Do it for Goose. He once said these words out at Redskins Park.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
Give you an example, Danny.
Show them how it's done.
I just walked by a TV screen in the bullpen right outside of our studio.
Mm-hmm. Winning off the field.
Nick Ashew, a sexy beast, is sitting right there just trying to work. Distracting everyone around him.
I already sent a message
to
his.
That'd be fair to say.
Thank you, Coach. I sent a message to his wife earlier. Like, did you tell him how handsome he looked this morning before
I
he
hope
left?
She did.
Appreciate this gift, please.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
I'm walking by a screen and I see Paulie Malignaggi, you know, Mr. Maggiano.
Yes.
On the Undisputed with Skip Bayless and whoever he does that show with at this point. Is it Shannon Sharp? Who is it? Who does he argue with? And I'm not even doing a bit. I really don't know.
Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. Yeah.
Okay. I hate all of those shows. And Paulie Malignaggi is getting too much credit and advice and attention is the word I'm looking for.
Yes, I want no attention to the sparring
and
partner that got
butt hurt.
He's
flailing his arms, and he's talking about quitting Conor McGregor. This guy is still calling a fight, even though he clearly has an axe to grind, and he almost got into a fist fight with Conor McGregor 2 days ago.
I need this to stop.
Luckily, though, the screen was muted. It was just the pictures, the images, but the TV was muted, therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
I'll do mine right quick because I know we've got people on hold that want to win off the field.
Danny Rauer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer. What should I call him, by the way? Announcer guy?
I believe he would be Booming Voice.
Booming Voice.
Danny Rauer.
How do you say the host's name of the show?
Danny Rauer.
I am child-free tonight. Is it Grampus?
You are, or Danny Rauer is?
Well, Danny Rouye is. Danny Rauer has like 10 kids at home. Mm. I am able to go out to dinner unfettered with no time limit. Usually when you're an adult and you've got the little kids, your dinner time, it's the early bird special. All right, you're there at like 4:45, like 5:02 as soon as the restaurant opens. You got to get the food to the little guy before he starts freaking out and ruining everybody's time. I have no time limit, no shot clock. I'm going to enjoy a belated birthday dinner tonight. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Yes, sir.
That's the way the game is played, people. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, dude.
I'm jealous of whatever delicious food you'll eat. Let's go to Scott and King George.
Scott,
how are you winning off the field?
Gentlemen,
hey, Bob.
After a month of being up and towards Dover, Delaware for work, trolling Eagles fans and Eagles radio stations about how bad the team is, and after a severe car accident, I'm finally back in Virginia listening to my favorite radio station. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Thank you for listening. Hopefully everything's okay with the car accident.
Yeah, seriously, that got really serious. In general, though, I know he doesn't speak for everybody, but is there any way to get an update on the state of Virginia? Do we know have any idea how it's doing, how it's faring, like 1 to 10, or like if there's any way to kind of describe?
Virginia's doing great.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Greg's in Manassas, also doing great. Hello,
hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. So I'm running off the field because 3 out of my 5 appointments today canceled, so I'll be getting home early. And my best friend, we made a bet, and he pre-ordered Madden 18 for me, so I'm going to go ahead and pick that up and go home and have a couple beers and play Madden 18 all tonight. So, therefore, I'm
winning off the field.
Enjoy yourself.
Madden, an evening of calm, quiet, dark, cold room, perhaps a basement.
Oh, it's the best.
Sounds He's like not the great. Only one that has that as a winning off the field this week.
That's right.
And
Thommy's
my guy, Tommy?
Got his brand new copy of Madden. I believe you've got the, what do they call it at the very top? They
the
call
GOAT edition.
Ah, the GOAT edition. Our guy Randy Chase, very kind, taking
wow.
care of us from EA Sports. Let's go to John in
Winning
D.C.
off the field.
Thank you. John, how are you?
So, I'm doing great. And I may exceed the dollar threshold for winning off the field, but I was watching the Today Show the other morning, and they said, hey, if you get those annoying robocalls, if you got called by a cruise ship company, you could qualify for a class action settlement. So I went on the website, filled out the form, put in my number, and not only do I qualify once, I qualify 3 times, $300 per incident, $900. Therefore, I am
winning on the field.
Oh, that's tough judgment.
He's an on-field winner based on the money, but how about I stumbled into finding something out I wouldn't have otherwise by watching TV.
Winning off the field.
Therefore,
right,
I am.
Right.
It's all really about how you paint this picture. Good for him, though.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Phil in Hanover. Hey, Phil.
Phil?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bob.
I do have a quick update. Maryland is also doing well.
Thank you very much.
Is it, though? Are we sure about that?
Phil thinks so.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
My part of Maryland's doing well.
All right,
I'll say that. But no, I will be drafting with you guys on Tuesday. I already passed that test last year, so I'm therefore I am
winning off the field.
We will see you again, Roadside Grill. Now, this is not this coming Tuesday. This is two Tuesdays out. This is Tuesday, September 5th.
The fifth day of September.
Roadside Grill in Arlington. If you're going to be in the league, you know who you are. What did you just pour into that tray that smells terrible and is like a lake?
Soy sauce?
But you have just a loose tray of a bunch of soy sauce. What are you going to do with it?
Dip my sushi in it.
Are you going to eat sushi?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah. Seems weird.
Does it?
I guess so. It's like a plate with a bunch of like a bed of liquid. It's just strange to me.
I don't know. Well, strange to you, but yeah. Anybody else that's ever eaten sushi would never think twice.
I guess I'm crazy. I've never seen anyone at the radio station eat sushi and dip it into like a lake of brown soy
sauce.
Well,
typically when you have it at the restaurant, you have
like
these to-go trays or whatever, but if you ever order sushi,
that's the part that's weird to me.
Yeah.
You just have like a lake of a to-go tray full of soy sauce.
This is very makeshift, but this is standard operating procedure. Something
pungent.
That no one would ever notice.
Let's go to Alan in Fairfax.
One Man Wolfpack.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, man. Hey, got some tickets from you guys, man. I'm going to go check out the game, that game tonight. Go get a couple beverages there before I am.
Winning off the field.
Good for you.
Yes,
congratulations
sir.
On that. Paul is in Herndon. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Paulie.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I've been lucky this year. Every time I've gone to a Nats game, and I'll be number four this coming Tuesday night, I've been a guest of somebody. I haven't had to pay for a ticket yet. And it's the bobblehead night for Bryce Harper. So, therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Very cool. Is it the bobblehead night or is it the action figure night?
Collectibles.
It's an action figure, I guess. The head doesn't technically bobble, but I understand the nomenclature difference.
I do, too. And for the record, it's a really cool thing because we got one brought over to us at the station.
Yes.
And they're amazing.
They're neat.
Let's go to Josh in Alexandria. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Stu.
I just want to say thank you for letting me win the chance to win those tickets. And actually met Kirk Cousins right after y'all show. I mean, like right after he left the interview, I walked outside the building and actually where my car was parked, I met him, took a picture. And it would have been for y'all guys. I was trying to meet Danny, but Danny was late.
Winning off the field?
How was Danny late?
He wasn't out there, you know what I mean, when everybody else was out there conversating and stuff. I was actually sitting right beside Grant's mom in the back.
Very cool. We appreciate that you came.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I was hanging around. I wasn't like...
You showed up a few minutes after it started. Let's all be honest about
it. I don't think that's what happened. I was upstairs with...
you,
I don't know.
Grant went on stage early.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't early. We had a bunch of people sitting there, and CK's like, yeah, go down there. So I go down there, and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, okay. And
I guess I'll just go.
I'm like calling Danny. I don't know where you are.
Yeah.
So I'm just like chilling there.
I was upstairs with Kirk and his brother.
No, you were doing
trainer.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew that. Yeah, you were basically upstairs hanging out in the green room. I think that's okay.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
You are a fun guy.
Thank you.
What is?
He's a fun guy.
Oh, he's talking about Dan Snyder. I forgot about that. That was a great quote. I appreciate you coming out, Josh. Thank you. And Danny, for the record, I thought you did a great job that day. I thought you did everything you were supposed to do.
Yeah, I just
Danny Rauher.
Well, that guy was even better.
that was. Danny Rauher was the best thing about that event.
Danny Rauher was hilarious.
Craig Hoffman talks Redskins with us at 1 at 12:18. We're going to call our shots on Mayweather-McGregor. Next, your Beltway Blitz on the Fan.
Ted Britt Challenge time. Issued it on Twitter at FunnyDanny. Our buddy Guy Lorenz suggested.
He's a fun guy.
No, he didn't suggest that. He suggested Atlanta Braves announcing team mid-90s talking about Ted Britt Ford. So here it goes. Reminder coming up after the Braves at 6:05. Ted Britt Ford. They have all sorts of cars and trucks and SUVs. Terry Pendleton steps in. The 0-1, ball outside. Go see him. Fairfax and Chantilly, just a click away. TedBritt.com. Coming up on Saved by the Bell after the Braves are done. Dustin Diamond is annoying. Hits on Lisa, and it gets awkward. 1-1 to Pendleton outside. 0% financing, 72 months on a Fusion, an Escape, an Engine Explorer, plus $1,000 trade assistance, 125% Kelley Blue Book value, fouled off to the left side. On your trade-in, that's a great deal. Plus, you get Ted Britt for life. Steps off now, wants another sign. The 2-2 to Pendleton, just outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Powertrain coverage, lifetime. Windshield replacement. Virginia State inspection. Braves go down in the order, top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Pete Harnish on the mound coming up next. When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get Ted Britt for life. I mentioned it's new pre-owned vehicles. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get the coverage. Go see them and tell them that the Braves sent you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.